And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Our top story today comes from Toyota, where they're putting the brakes on their DEI initiatives. As it turns out, they're going to narrow their focus on STEM education and workforce readiness. And this isn't the first major corporation we have talked about that's backed away from this whole woke parade. Could the tide be turning and major corporations finally remembering who actually buys their products? Well, only time will tell. And in news that will shock absolutely no one, a BLM leader has been exposed as a money laundering fraud. The twist? Well, the Biden DOJ actually sentenced the guy to prison. Can you believe it? Sir Major Page is his name. He's from Georgia. He got 42 months for defrauding donors of more than $450,000. Looks like he misunderstood BLM to stand for Buy Large Mansions. Now turning to Pennsylvania, where Governor Josh Shapiro used public funds to train liberal social media influencers on how to get their audience to vote. They called it Democracy Summer Camp, but it sounds more like taxpayer-funded Democrat boot camp. When did influencing elections actually become government-sponsored activity? And to the state of Florida now, where the ACLU had attempted to silence Governor Ron DeSantis and the state health agency about Amendment 4, that extreme abortion amendment. But the Second Judicial Circuit Court said, not so fast. Turns out the First Amendment still applies. You know, we're fans of the First Amendment around here. The Washington Commanders have been trying to paint NFL legend Vince Lombardi as an LGBTQ ally. Seems like they're reaching pretty far to get some woke points. Maybe they should take a cue from Toyota and back away from all of this and focus more on football and less on rewriting history. But I digress. A New Jersey man has been facing charges for calling 911. Why? Well, over a scented candle. Yeah. He thought someone lighting a candle was a criminal offense. But if you've actually had to smell some of these candles, you'd understand why. But folks, if that doesn't sum up the state of our society, I'm not real sure what does. Finally, let's end on some good news. Today, quick-thinking Chick-fil-A workers in New Jersey have been credited with saving a 6-year-old girl after spotting multiple red flags with a drunk driver in the drive-thru. The employees noticed the smell of alcohol, saw open containers, and cleverly stalled the driver until police arrived. And that's a reminder for all of us. A little attentiveness can go a long way. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, don't forget to download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider. For more exclusive content, you can do that at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.